Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I am your host, Marie Langley. Beth Jacobson is a little bit under the weather, so she won't be here today. And I just wanted to say thank you for joining me. And the show was created as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have three shows. We have our midweek Stress Buster show on Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30. Our Friday phone and Friday show from noon to 1, and then our Sunday show from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and that's usually when we will feature a guest. This week's guest is Carlene Plant, and so she will be on with us at 10 a.m. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear any feedback or insight that you have on our show. And this show is brought to you by Marie Langley, Intuitive Realtor, and I can be reached at 651-303-0555, and also Beth Jacobson, an intuitive spiritual healer and counselor, and you can reach her at 651-900-4136. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And please, please, please go into our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio, and like us. We are really trying to grow that. And also I wanted to mention, if anybody is looking to advertise on our show, send us an email. We do have advertising packages, so you know, you would be, if you wanted to advertise, you could be the advertiser sponsoring one of our shows. So we do have that available for people. So happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope that you all are getting through this wonderful time of eclipse energy and solar eclipse energy and the Scorpio new moon. And, you know, finishing up what needs to come up and getting all of that out of your system so that you can now move forward. I actually had someone last night on Facebook message me and say they were just writing a book because they were trying to get everything out. And that's what you want to do. You want to get it out. You want to release it and let it go and put that behind you. I know you hear us say that a lot, but it really helps you move forward in whatever situation you're in. So keep that in mind. And one thing I wanted to talk about today, Beth and I were talking about this last night. All of us are kind of in the same situation. You know, we're trying to manifest. We're trying to keep on our life path. Some of us are trying to figure out what that life path is. And when we think we know where we're heading and where we're going, sometimes we suffer a setback. And, you know, when you think, okay, I've got the momentum, I'm on a roll here, I'm going, this is what I'm going to do, this is my passion, something happens that, you know, makes us step back three steps. And, you know, there are many, many ways that you can handle that. And so I wanted to talk about those today. I found a really good guide. It's from Happy Science Monthly, and it's sharing the universal teachings of truth by Master Ryuho Okawa. And we got this free actually at an expo that we went to, and he really has some very, really nice things to say. So I thought I would kind of read through what he has to say and embellish from whatever comes in through my channeling. But basically he talks about how to cope with setbacks. So, you know, when each person has their own idea of their path to success, we can experience competition. And because there's so many people in this world, eventually you're going to run into somebody who's doing the same thing you are. So, you know, it's natural. Someone else may take what you want, or you may try to ruin someone else, which is not a high vibration thing. There will be many things that don't turn out the way you wanted. So what do you do? I mean, when things do not go the way we want in this world, you know, we have to live with the setback. So how do you handle that? How do you accept it? There are there's actually 6 steps that he talks about, 6 levels, and each level, when you start, you know, if you're a person who may start at the lowest level, you can use it as a learning experience to start moving up to the next level. So that's kind of how you want to maybe approach a setback now. So now you can have this awareness in you, and then you can use these little guidelines to help you get through things. So level 1 is become desperate. So when you get a setback, some people become desperate and run amok when they experience these setbacks. They may become violent at home or in public, or start holding grudges against people or the world. This is the lowest level of coping with a setback. So take a minute now to think. When something happens, when you're thinking, okay, you know, this is the profession I want to be and I'm going in, and something happens where you kind of get a rude awakening and you step back and go, oh, well, how did this happen to me? What did I do? How do you handle that? Is your first thought to, you know, hold a grudge against the whole profession because you couldn't get into it? That is what the level 1 is. That is becoming desperate. So, and that is the lowest level. So think about that, and we'll move on to the next level, which is endure suffering. So some people, even though they're sad or in pain after failing, will just keep hanging in there. They suppress their sadness and they endure the suffering and the pain of failure. And this is what I consider the martyr complex. So if you're one of those who, you know, things are not going your way and things are not happening the way you want them to according to your life plan, it may be bothering you and it may have a tremendous impact on you, but you don't express it. You just keep it inside, and then you just suffer along, and you say, oh, poor me, poor me, oh, poor me, gosh. You know, I did all this for this person, but okay, well, I guess I'll just keep going. It's okay. Oh, you know, woe is me. That is what I call the martyr complex, and that is that second level of enduring suffering. Remember, you don't have to keep the suffering inside. You can let it go. It's okay to express those emotions. So then the next level up would be unable to handle successive setbacks. And this is a small step up from those who endure suffering. And these are the people who somehow recover their calmness after a setback, and they tell themselves, well, yeah, I made a huge mistake, but I'll get another chance. I'll keep going. But if these people experience a chain of multiple setbacks, they break down and become reckless. So these are the type of people who just come in below average on the coping scale. They don't go crazy after a setback, but they become reckless after their second or third time and then start holding grudges against other people or the world. So this is ranked a little bit below average. So just think of, you know, if you're one of those people who, you know, might have a couple, you know, things happen and you're going, ah, not a problem. I'll deal with it. It'll be okay. I'll get a second chance. I'll get a third chance. But then when you get those second and third chances and you're not maybe learning the lesson, then you start getting angry, and then you start holding the grudges, and then you start going after the people who you think are responsible for holding you back. So be aware of that one. So then we go to level 4, which is strive to overcome. And these are the people who experience multiple setbacks and are in a state of sadness and pain, but they somehow endure it and persevere to take the best path they can. So these people are at a little higher level than the average person. So even though, you know, So if you go back to the first three, you know, you can be stuck at level one, you can be stuck at level two, you can be stuck at level three. Now, when if you can get up to level four and you've gone through these multiple setbacks, and even though you're feeling down and even though you're feeling the sadness or the pain and you are handling it and you're enduring it, but you're going to keep moving forward. So you're not going to just stop at a level and say, oh, okay, that's it. I can't go anymore. It's this person's fault. I'm just going to suffer now. You want to keep moving forward. So then you want to move up to level five. And you want to find providence in the setbacks. So these types of people who are now in the higher levels are people who see themselves from the perspective of a higher world. They can find providence in their setbacks. And providence meaning, you know, however you want to call it, God or the will of heaven or, you know, the universe. That's what I mean by providence. So when they fail, they can consider to a certain degree about whether they have mistaken their course in life or whether their destiny or path lies somewhere else other than in the direction they're heading. And I know that a lot of us that I've talked to, a lot of people I've talked to, a lot of my friends were kind of all in that, in this setback, so to speak, because we're all thinking, okay, are we supposed to be going where we're going or is it our destiny to go through this and then move on to something else? You know, where are we? So, you know, as 10 or 20 or 30 years pass after birth, you may think you know the right path to follow because it's reinforced by knowledge and experiences that you've gained throughout your life and by opinions of others. And even though you think you're on this path, sometimes things don't turn out the way you planned and then you experience failure. So, in this case, it's important to know that there is a limit to both your own knowledge and experience, as well as a limit to the advice that your parents and others around you can give. So that's why you should try to perceive the greater providence at work. So take a minute to think, okay, you know, say you're one of those people, I mean, I come from a culture where everyone in your family wants you to become a doctor, so they start grooming you for that when as you are young and they start, you know, saying, okay, yeah, you should become a doctor. This is great. Let's, you know, move you here, take these classes, get this degree, go and get this college education. And they groom you for that. And so as you're growing, you're thinking, yeah, this is my path. This is my path. But then you're as you get older and maybe you're moving towards that path, you find, you know what, this is not my passion. This is not what I feel is right for me. And so you go through. And if you can get through those setbacks of, you know, you may be talking to your family and they're like, nope, you shouldn't be going. You shouldn't be moving into this profession. You should be only doing this. You know, I consider that a setback because people are constantly telling you, no, you shouldn't do this. But you have to listen to what's right for you. So use your knowledge, use your experience, and then know that there is a providence, that there's a universe, and talk to the universe and say, okay, show me what my life plan is. I mean, this is my passion. You know, this is where you start opening yourself up to the signs, opening them up to meditation and saying, okay, I really want to know my life purpose. Start showing me which way I can go. So once you start perceiving that and you've gone up to that next level, then you can handle those little setbacks a little bit easier. So your final level is level six. You want to find the seeds of happiness in your setbacks. And this level is for people who not only feel the promptings of providence, but also make efforts to find seeds of happiness in their setbacks. These people feel the, you know, the will of heaven or the universe. They really feel that that's what's guiding them and that's what's there for their knowledge and use. And so they accept their failures as karma or assignments from a previous life. And they start thinking, okay, if I'm not pursuing my original path, is it perchance because it's a part of my training in this life? And so what they do then is they start examining it. And they start going, okay, well, is this something, you know, is something happening that as a result of something that happened in a previous life and now in this life I'm here to revisit it and reevaluate it and learn from it and move on so that it opens up my new path. This is what's called for. This is what's called looking for the seeds of happiness. You want to keep moving. You don't accept it and stop, but you keep searching. So this is the highest level of coping with a setback. And I think, you know, as people open up and they start their spiritual awakening and they start questioning everything, you find yourself naturally going through these steps. You're naturally finding yourself moving up from level, you know, to level, to level, to level, because you go on a quest to find the answer to your questions. And so this is, you know, this really resonated with Beth and I, because we feel like, you know, and I guess I shouldn't be talking for her since she isn't here, but we did discuss it last night. But for me, I really feel like this is, you know, as you are on your spiritual awakening path, you kind of naturally do go up these levels. And when you do examine it, then you have that knowledge and awareness that you can shift yourself out of this, you know, out of these old thought patterns. And, you know, these thought patterns can be created by simply being in an environment where you grew up in a family, you know, where your mom and dad or other older relatives just said, oh, you know what? This is your lot in life. This is what we were here for. You know, we cannot, this is our family history. We cannot, you know, move beyond this. We're stuck this way. This is who we are. And if you just continually believe that and never try to break out of it, then you can't move up those levels of those setbacks. But if you become aware of it and say, okay, you know what? I don't agree with you. I feel that I can move out of this. I feel that I can make a change in my life, and I can, you know, make my dreams come true, then you start moving up those levels. And then as you start moving up those levels and evaluating, going, okay, you know, I'm not going to be listen to what I was told. I want to pursue my dreams. I want to pursue my passion. I want to pursue the path that feels right for me. You know, what else is out there to help me? And then you start opening up to the universe, and then you look for signs, and it just keeps going on its own natural course. So what you want to do then is you want to change these setbacks into success. And you want to take those seeds of happiness and make them grow into your next success, which, you know, actually can be found within your failure. So when you have, you know, if you're always successful, you may not know exactly why you have succeeded. It just comes, you know, it just comes. But when you do fail at something, it does awaken you to at least one realization, because you examine it and you say, okay, you know, why did I fail? Why did this thing not work out? Let me examine it and see, you know, was it not the right thing for me to do? Was it not for my highest good? Is this not a path I'm supposed to pursue? So you examine it. And you want to analyze your failures, because from those you do yield the seeds of future success. You don't want to just chalk your failures up to fate and say, well, that's my fate. I blame the world. Nothing else is going to happen, so I'm just going to keep, you know, being stuck like I am. You have to learn from those failures. And if you challenge yourself and you seek new horizons, you have to adapt to new surroundings and systematically let go of your former self. So when you do that and you develop a new you, that's when you start to achieve and get more than what you already have. So when you find your new self, you know, if you're trying to find your new self, look at it this way. Examine your failures. A good way would be to, you know, you've heard us talk about this to death, journal, journal, journal. But write down, I mean, if you're not feeling happy with the direction of where your life is going right now, take some time to sit down and write down, you know, this is what I consider the successes in my life. And then on another piece of paper, write down, these are what I consider the failures in my life. And examine your successes, examine your failures. Now go through your failures. Which one of those can you turn around and then achieve a success out of that? What did you learn from each failure? Because every failure is a learning lesson. So once you can identify those learning lessons, turn those lessons into a success. And then that's how you can create your new you and then progress. You know, there are people who don't resign everything to good or bad fortune, but they do endure their failure and thoroughly think through their mistakes. So by contemplating on their failures, they identify the reason of their failure, and then they're able to find the seeds of success. These people have a very different attitude, and they're always thinking of the future. So, you know, I know people have heard about, you know, Thomas Edison. I mean, how many failures did he have? But he kept going, and he kept going, and he kept modifying. Okay, what did I learn from it this time? What did I learn? And voila, he had his successes. If you talk to a lot of, there's a lot of successful business people. I mean, Steve Jobs and you know, all the people who make money, I mean, Trump, they've all had their failures, but they've used them as a learning experience and learned what not to do and then change it so that they can achieve their success. You know, we do that every day. I do that every day. In real estate, I'm dealing with people. I'm dealing with situations. And when something happens to me, like yesterday, I literally was in a great space, and then, boom, I got the bomb dropped on me. You know, I had to go through my emotions. Okay, yes, it's a setback. And my first instinct was to say, that's it. I'm done with real estate again. And I thought, no, let me vent it out. Let me talk it out. Let me analyze it. Let me figure it out. And what I realized was, okay, let me look at the situation. Let me look at the correspondence. Let me look at these clients. And what I finally came to the conclusion was that this was a behavior on the part of the client. It was not anything related to me. I ended up taking it personally again, which I've tried many times not to do. But after I stopped and analyzed it, I said, you know what? This is a behavioral problem on my client's part. I'm not going to take it personally. I have communicated what I needed to communicate to them in a very professional manner. And now it's up to them to learn their lesson from that and for me to say, you know what, if I would have stayed on with these clients, it probably would have been a headache and a half and a waste of my time. So what I took out of it was my setback was actually saving me from wasting any more time with these people. And then I was in a great space. So, you know, if you look at a situation like that, if you have something, any kind of situation in your life where you feel so bummed out because of something that happened, just try to sit down and analyze it and think, okay, it failed for a reason. What am I going to learn out of it? And when you learn from that and you acknowledge that, it totally shifts your whole world and it totally shifts your perception. And then it makes you feel like, okay, I've got my lesson on it. I can move on. So, you know, it's vital that you work with all your strengths to progress, but you should also grasp providence in the successes and failures that appear in front of you. So, you know, don't allow yourself to be swayed by the values and standards of others. There are times in life when you have to listen to what others are saying, but there are also times when you must not listen to them no matter how much they tell you. It's important that you live out your life according to your own principles. So remember, you know, failures. Everyone experiences failures in life. These experiences will help people grow and better themselves. Whether a person can grow after experiencing a failure will decipher what kind of person you are. So try to remember that. And then with experience, you know, through your experiences, you're going to gain knowledge, you're going to grow stronger. But if you give up after a failure, you won't be able to succeed in life. I mean, it keeps you from going to the next level. So don't give up and keep trying even after failing. And if you keep making an effort, you will be able to walk on the path of success. And making an effort definitely leads you forward and into the right direction. And if you keep on making an effort even after failing, you will be successful. So, you know, keep on trying. Keep on trying until you succeed. Journal. Write down what needs to be written. Write down what you need to analyze. Write down what you'd like to change. And again, write down your failures. Write down, you know, how can you change this? What can you learn from it? How has it made you grow? And examine those. Read them over again. And, you know, once you mark them off your list, move forward. Keep on going. These are your steps to your success. And, you know, talk it over with people. If you feel like, okay, you feel like you're having a setback but you're not sure how to proceed, there's nothing wrong with talking to people. There's nothing wrong with having someone as your sounding board. You know, if you don't want to just sit and journal all the time, but you want to talk to someone, that's what your friends are for. That's what people are for. That's what community's for. So keep moving forward, and I hope that, you know, I've given you some good information to think about and turn your thoughts around so that when you do experience something that kind of pushes you off your path, you just don't let it stop you. Just keep pushing and keep overcoming those obstacles, and you will find the success that you're looking for. So I think I've run out of air and I can't talk anymore. So I will let you guys go, and we will see you on Friday for Phone In Friday at noon. Have a good rest of the day, and love and light to you all. Bye-bye.